Welcome to Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks, episode 116. I am Annalise.
And I am Neil.
I think I said 16.
16? There's a whole team of sixes.
It's the 16.
How are you doing there, Lady Johnson?
Lady Johnson, wow. I'm good. I'm good.
Are you sure?
Well, I haven't been feeling all that great, and it's like freaking... I don't know.
It's hot.
Sauna's kitchen up in here. I don't know how to say that. It was 100 degrees today.
It is hot. Maybe we should just do the weather report first.
Woo! You want to?
Yeah.
Let's do it because then we won't forget it.
People know what we're going through.
You ready for this?
Yes.
All right.
And the Napa Valley weather report for today. Recording time, it was 100 degrees outside with 24% humidity, 88 degrees inside with 29% humidity. We had a peak wind of 9 miles an hour, average of two. An average of three, and the time of recording was 2 miles an hour. And the barometer is at 29.86. It's obviously sunny and beautiful and hotter than crap. So there's... Go ahead. There's your weather report. And thank you to everybody for sending us your weather report. I am a weather geek, so I do like it. If you hear some humming or something in the background, it's because we turned on the air conditioners. So, yeah. Because it was freaking hot.
Right.
We're trying to cool the house
down.
Don't
think that we've done it, well, I think once before with like a fan or something, and the mics didn't really pick it up. So I don't think it will, but sorry if you can hear that
might.
At all. So
hopefully it's not too annoying.
It's freaking hot in
here. More annoying than the sound of my voice, if you know what I'm saying. So how are you? How are you doing? You feeling better?
A little bit. Still have a headache. I don't know. I've had this like strange headache and not feeling good for like the last 3 days. But
yeah,
yeah,
it happens.
It does. I'm not like sick. I just don't feel good. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm not like throwing up. I'm not doing anything else. It's just I don't feel very well. Like I just kind of want to lay down. But it's too hot to like really take a nap or anything.
Plus couldn't get rid of. Plus the dogs don't let you.
No. Yeah, they're very hands on. Like hi.
Paws on.
Super happy to see you.
Paws, here's tails, and snouts.
Here's my ball.
Here's my ball. Throw it. No, don't throw it here. Throw it over there.
Yeah. But They're adorable. And I did get one of them to like relax for about a half an hour today. So I at least sat and I read a book for like a half an hour. So that was helpful.
Very nice.
Anyway, so doing all right. How are you?
I'm good.
Dare I ask?
I'm good. It's been an interesting week. Mm-hmm. And a very interesting day.
Yes. For you mostly.
Yeah. On the way home from work today, it's Friday. We used to record on Saturday. Now we record on Friday. But Friday commute.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having to stay a little later at work, which means I'm actually stuck in the commute. So it would take me on Friday like an hour and a half to get home.
Mm-hmm.
But today I got rear-ended, so it took me a little longer.
Yeah, at the three-hour mark... I texted you, like, is everything okay? Because I just kind of had this feeling. I'm like, it's been 3 hours.
Well,
like,
it was a little home. I was home a little under than 3hours.
Right. Well, in my head,
I also stopped and got dinner
like,
and went to the store. So it wasn't all on the road. But yeah, I was.
But you should have been home in 2 hours. So once it hit like a certain time, I was like,
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was. So rear-ended. Yes, everybody's okay. Actually, the car's okay. Mm-hmm. It was a light rear-ending. It just broke the bumper. Yeah, wasn't the kind of rear-ending one would want or enjoy. It was a first-time rear-ending. It was just the tip, if you will. And so everything's fine. The bumper's a little broken, but it didn't like break the car. The car's running. Everything's fine. Yeah. In fact, it was something that if it happened in a parking lot and like I didn't see who did it, I probably wouldn't go to our insurance company and have it fixed.
Right.
But since it wasn't our fault and someone else did do it, and I was kind of, even when it happened, I'm like, it's not that big of a deal. But I'm like, you know what? It's not our fault. And that's why people have insurance. So I want to get the freaking car fixed. So it was an interesting ride home.
For sure.
A long ride. The guy who hit me, a younger guy, was very nice about it. He's like, I'm so sorry. The only thing he said that was a little funny or a little bit like, what? He goes, did I do that? And I'm like, no, it was already there. You just hit me and magically nothing happened. So, but that was funny. But he wasn't like questioning me. He's like, oh. So I think he thought it was going to be worse.
Right.
And then the other funny part is that I think his finger was bloody. And when he touched the bumper, he got blood all over. So when I got home, I wiped the blood off the bumper. I'm like, it looks like freaking, yeah. It was weird. It was like, it almost looked like, you know, how if you had ketchup on your hand and you smear it on the
right.
wall. Not that, do people do that these days? Get ketchup on their hand and smear it on the wall?
No. Maybe a young child.
I don't know what I'm talking about. So if I'm a little...
Why was his hand bloody?
I only think it was. I didn't see the blood. It's just that when he touched the bumper, moved his hand away, there was blood on the bumper.
Oh, and I'm like, weird.
But he was really...
Apologetic.
Very apologetic. And the first thing that went through my head is you never, ever say you're sorry at an accident. You never admit fault, even if it's totally your fault.
Right.
You just never... And I'm like, oh, well.
Well, I mean, the way that it happened, like the way California law works, it's automatically his fault. Doesn't matter.
But it was funny because as you know, there's the traffic's barely moving. So mm-hmm. as we're there on the side of the road, you know, people are looking at like, oh, there's the poor dumbasses who got in the accident today.
Mm-hmm. And it happens every day.
Yeah. So I was waving at people. I'm like, hey, hey, hey.
Stop looking at me and pay attention to the guy in front of you.
Yeah.
Exactly what happened.
The weird part about it is that he almost hit me about 3 minutes before this, and I wanted to change lanes, but I didn't change lanes.
Because you're figuring he wasn't paying attention.
He got so close to me once, and I think he was texting. I know mm-hmm. I was texting, so I couldn't totally tell what he was doing. No, I was not texting. but it's so weird, you know, even when you get rear, because at first I'm like, that first feeling is like that the car just exploded.
Right.
And then I'm like, oh, well, we're fine.
Yeah, you know what? For me, it's that initial like, oh, now I have to deal with that. Like, that's just like,
yeah.
That's what I'm more afraid of. Like, you know, things happen and you're going so slow that I can't imagine getting like hurt, injured, going 5 miles an hour.
I might in have a bumper. Some injury, but we haven't talked to that's the insurance
right.
company yet.
Whew, yeah, settle down. But for me, it's the paperwork and the phone calls, and yeah. Now I have to take the car in. I have to get like a rental. Now I have to, you know, it's just like, oh, dude, come on. Like,
yeah,
that's like, and so when you told me when you got home, like my stomach just sank. I was just like, oh.
Yeah. And
of course you do everything. So you're the one who has to take care of it, but I still have that feeling inside of like, oh.
It sucks. But at the same time, obviously it could have been so much worse.
Been, yeah.
And it's pretty much a cosmetic thing. Mm-hmm. And you know, anyway. So, it was an interesting end to the week.
Yeah.
A light rear ending. a light rear ending. I got it. Which I'm sure a lot of people who listen to us are like, and you didn't pay the guy? That's awesome.
Yeah.
The other thing is next week we're supposed to go to a wedding.
Right.
And I was looking at we will not be making this wedding in time. There's no freaking way.
I
can't get off early enough to make the wedding in time.
Unless you take the Woo-hoo! Day off.
I can't take the day off. That's what I'm saying. I can't get off early enough to take.
There's so many jokes there.
I can't get off early enough.
No matter how many times you try.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering about that because I Google mapped it the day. I think it was like yesterday, the day before we were talking
Google
about
mapped.
It. Google mapped it. And then I was like, okay, so without any traffic from our house, it's like an hour and 15 minutes. But it's Friday.
To the wedding, yeah.
Right, so, but it's a Friday. So let's just add a half hour baseline to that. Probably a little more.
Hopefully we'll make the reception. That's what I'm hoping. I'm being totally serious.
I'm serious too. Yeah. So like in my head, I was like, okay, so we both have to go to work. So we both have at least an hour commute home, which is usually an hour and a half on Fridays. So by the, like in my head, I'm like trying. I literally have a piece of paper at work and all that.
We don't have to worry about that now. It doesn't matter.
But I'm just saying, like, I was thinking that too. Like, I don't know.
I was just saying that it's going to be interesting. So I do have one thing I want to ask people who listen to the show.
Mm-mm.
If anyone's heard of Mrs. Brown's Boys, the
TV show?
Yes. Irish TV show shown on the BBC.
BBC, yeah.
If anyone's heard about it, tweet me and talk to me about it. I just saw like a Christmas special episode and I thought it was freaking hilarious. I just want to know if this is a thing, if it's like I'm like really late on the bandwagon because I know it's been around
for
a few years.
I've never heard of it. So but we never watched BBC.
Just wanted to throw out Mrs. Brown Boys. Let me know. Let
Mrs.
me know what
Brown's
you know.
Mrs. Brown's Boys.
Also,